Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage for today is going to come from Psalm 139, and I'm going to read the first, 12 verses. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in behind and before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. This is obviously a very famous psalm, and I'm sure many of you have read it many times. But it's been on my heart and my mind recently to better practice the presence of God in my everyday life, to remember that even in the mundane things and the everyday things, God is here, because sometimes I forget. I just get into the motions of going about my day and going to work and doing lunch and going home and having dinner or doing dishes, playing with the kids, just going through the motions of the day. But to remember that God is here. He's really with me each and every moment of the day. And this psalm was a good reminder to me this week in my devotions, a very beautiful and creative and compelling way of saying that God is with us all the time. And this is both good news and in another sense, bad news. It's good news that wherever we are, we can know that God is with us. He's behind us. He's before us. He's protecting us. He's guiding us. He's working in ways that even when I don't see it, you're working, like that song Waymaker says. God is working all around us. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, the psalmist says in verse 6. But sometimes we are behaving in such a way that we want the darkness. We don't want God to know what's going on. And so we say in verse 11, surely the darkness shall cover me. But verse 12 reminds us, even the darkness is not dark to you. God is with us all the time. In all of the encouraging and warning ways that we can take that reality. How many of you, like me, and maybe you don't, depending on who's listening today, when you get out and you're driving to work or to an appointment or to something, freak out when you realize, oh my goodness, I left my phone at the house. I have become one of those people who is so dependent upon having access to that little device. I am old enough to remember before cell phones. I did not have one. I got one in middle school, but it was not the cell phones that we have today. It is a wonder that we ever did life without having with us at all times a calculator, access to any fact or information we could want to find, a way to contact anyone we know in our lives, budgeting software, shopping, any book that we could want to read, our Bibles. At all times on this little device in our pocket, a flashlight, we have access to anything we could need to solve most problems. And yet people lived successfully for thousands of years before we had these little devices. But when I encounter a problem, I know immediately that I have the solution, probably to it, in my pocket. I can look it up. I can watch a YouTube video to figure out how to solve this problem. I can call someone who knows what to do. And I can even read my Bible if I'm feeling discouraged. At all times, I have this resource available to me. Why do we forget that at all times, we have the resources of the very life of God? That God is with us everywhere that we go in whatever circumstance we find ourselves in, whatever we need to face. We have a better resource than the phone in our pocket. We have access to the living God of heaven, who is not just outside near us where he can hear us. He is inside us. We have the very life of God inside us. For those of us who have said yes to the gospel and accepted Jesus, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit. And I have felt convicted. I want to do a better job of practicing this reality. I took the youth band a few years back through this book called True Worshippers by Bob Coughlin. And there's one section that talks about how do we exalt God. I thought this was so good. It says, the first and most basic way we exalt God is simply by remembering he exists. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. In contrast, true worshipers realize God is always aware, always involved, always working for our good and for his glory. We can exalt the Lord at any moment simply by asking, where is God in this picture? Your picture might be painful, a car breaking down, a spouse leaving, an unexpected bill arriving in the mail, hearing that the child you're expecting has a physical abnormality, finding it impossible to talk to your parents or children, being let go by your employer. In each of these situations, we have the choice of forgetting God or remembering that he is present and active. Turning our thoughts to God highlights the truth that in him we live and move and have our being. So how can we apply this? We can practice the presence of God. We're told in the Bible to pray continually. Well, one of the ways that we pray continually is just by remembering that God is near and that he cares. And he has invited us to cast our cares on him because he cares for us. So let's commit to doing a better job of this today. How can we practice the presence of God today? By remembering that he is with us everywhere we go. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful reality, this knowledge that is too high for us to understand and to grasp. But Lord, help us to better practice the reality that you are with us everywhere we go. And in every circumstance we face, you are near. And the help in the fight against temptation that this provides, that when we feel like doing something that we know goes against your heart and your way, that you are there. You're here with us. We are not in darkness. We are not separated from you. You are still dwelling with us. Lord, help us to live this out for your glory and our good. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.